You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
The only thing that I want to say to you right this very second is... Hello and welcome to the Football Hours Football Manager Love Letters. This is the part of the show when I can really, you know, I can really let my feelings be known for my love for certain managers when they guide their teams to greatness. I know it's often hard for men to open up about their feelings, but if you ask a man to talk about his love towards one of his favourite managers, we turn into Shakespeare, we turn into Keats, we turn into E.E. Cummings, or we turn in to Romelu Lukaku talking about Paul Pogba. The words seem to rush out of us like nothing else in life. Football holds the key to our emotions. So the other day, I was minding my own business, thinking about the past, and a grey-haired Frenchman who has managed at Arsenal for 20 years popped into my brain. Then weirdly, this song by Al Green burst on my radio without me turning it on.
If I were you, I'd write a letter. I'd tell the world just how I feel.
Yes, that's it, I thought. I'll write a love letter to Arsene Wenger. Oh yes, this is going to get weird, but I'm going to enjoy it. So this letter is addressed to Mr. A. Wenger, Emirates Stadium, Hornsey Road, London, N77AJ. This is Football Manager Love Letters. I hope you enjoy it, Arsene. Dear Mr. Wenger, pour moi c'était l'amour. Au premier match, j'aime, je crois, vous avec femme pour les Arsenal au fil des dessins. Oh, sorry. In English, for those that don't have the French tongue like myself. For me, it was love at first match. I love what you have done for Arsenal over the decades. What a history you have created in North London. Oh, you have. A history of passion, of pain. The passion being watching your marvellous teams, the pain being watching Arsenal TV when you lose. However, I don't want to excite an old man too much. Sorry. That sounds weird, doesn't it? But I guess this is a very weird feature. Anyway, this is what will get you going, Arsene. I guess you, my man, you are the most successful person to manage Arsenal. You have won 3 Premier League titles, 7 FA Cups, 7 Community Shields since your appointment in 1996. You have given us fans players like Thierry Henry, Dennis Bergkamp, Mesut Ozil, Cesc Fabregas, and Emmanuel Eboué. What a five-a-side team that would be. It has truly been an honour to watch your arse. Sorry. Sorry. Once again, that sounds very rude. Let me reword that. Watching your arse has been magical. No, that... Gosh, that's even worse, isn't it? Here we go. Let's... Third time lucky. You've managed Arsenal well. Yes, that's a lot better, isn't it? That doesn't get me into trouble. I know, it must be tough at times, people and fans not appreciating your full body of work, just judging you on your last 5 or 6 years, but fans' memories are short in football. You must know this by now. I would say you have the longest fingernails in football. You certainly dig your claws in and don't let go. I'm talking about all the Wenger out, Wenger in, raucous chat over the past few years. It's been worse than the Brexit propaganda. However, you stayed in Europe. It was the Europa League, that is, not the Champions League, but it's something, I guess. So, enough of that. Enough pessimism. I just want to tell you, you are a wonderful man with a great arse. No, sorry. Not that again, Alex. Sorry, I'm only joking, Mr. Wenger. Thank you for all the glorious memories. And thanks for Nicholas Bentner. Big love. Yours faithfully, Alex Mearns, The Football Hour. There we go, football friends. That was Footballers Love Letters. I've been Alex Mearns, and this has been the world's greatest football show. It's called The Football Hour, and you love it, don't you?
You've been listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.